Kingston is carving out a new place on Canada's clean tech map. The Reaction Hub officially opened its doors last week at 945 Princess Street. It's a first-of-its-kind center for green chemistry innovation. Developed in partnership with the City of Kingston and Modern Niagara, with a $3 million investment from the city to drive sustainable technology and economic growth. The hub brings together lab, pilot, and manufacturing spaces under one roof to help chemistry-based innovations make the leap from research to real-world production. I spoke with Morgan Letnin, Executive Director of the Reaction Hub, about what this means for Kingston and how the city's long chemistry legacy is continuing to evolve and lead the charge. Well, to start us off, I was wondering if you'd like to just introduce yourself for our listeners.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Morgan Letnin, and I am the Executive Director of Reaction Hub, but prior to that was a BSc 2016 and PhD 2022 graduate from Queen's in the chemistry department, and absolutely loved my over a decade at the university, and I'm excited now to be running an organization here in Kingston that supports the scale-up and commercialization of sustainable chemistry-based technologies.
Awesome. And for those hearing about it for the first time, what is the Reaction Hub? What's happening here in Kingston?
Yeah, so Reaction Hub is said an enabler of the commercialization of chemistry technologies. So this organization came to be a couple years ago when the ecosystem of chemistry within the Kingston region came together. We have, you know, great researchers at Queen's, but also service providers or these kind of technical experts with Kingston Process Metallurgy and a few others. It all came together and said, we have this really long chemistry history in Kingston with DuPont setting up its global scale-up facility here in the 40s. And what else can we do to amplify that ability and really fill a gap within the commercialization of chemistry technologies? Because the challenges that we have to solve, from climate change to ensuring, you know, economic resilience, are all can be solved with new sustainable chemistry technologies. So myself and a business partner both were former chemistry entrepreneurs, and we joined forces with this group in the city of Kingston and some other partners to try and solve that challenge. So Reaction Hub, as I said, has a couple different ways that we support these scaling chemistry technologies and companies. One with a facility at sort of the center of town. It's in a building that's a little bit over 200,000 square feet. We have purpose-built lab, piloting, and scale-up facilities. So you can bring a technology all the way from, you know, that past lab scale where it's been validated at a university, you now need to know what's next, all the way up to commercial scale. And then we do that in partnership and in with support from strategic services. So how do you, the who, what, where, and how much does it cost to get a technology to market? And then really helping these technologies understand how do they make the biggest impact.
Mm-hmm. And you dove right into this, but I was wondering if we could rewind a bit. Could you kind of describe what the valley of death is when we're talking about that jump from research to commercialization?
Yes, this is the scary valley of death. So this really detrimental phase in the development of a chemical technology where getting outside of, you know, when you validate it, as we said, at the lab, and you go, okay, we've got something great here. We've invented something. It's got potential. There's a couple reasons why these types of technologies often die and they never actually make it to market. One, it's extremely expensive. So the equipment and the instruments and the facilities that you need change at every scale. And to get from that lab to, you know, something that's at hundreds of milliliters to hundreds of thousands of liters to millions of liters, the equipment that you need along the way is drastically different. So there's a cost component. There's also a time. When you're inventing a new technology, that can take, you know, multiple PhD, you know, to take a professor's entire career potentially. And then there's also the next phase of getting it to market, which could take another 5 to 10 years. So the time is a challenge. And then the expertise. So at every stage, from the scientist to the engineer, but also the legal advice, the IP advice, the business knowledge, the finance knowledge, the how do you get investors? So all of these different pieces have to come together, and they're different at every phase. So this is where there's this valley of death that happens, where these technologies, no matter how much potential they have, sometimes just don't make it over the edge.
And how's the Reaction Hub kind of stepping in here and bridging that gap?
Yeah, so that was, it was truly, we said, how do we fill this, and how do we try and make the process of getting that technology through commercialization either more time effective, more cost effective, and, you know, try and take away some headaches along the way, because it's not easy. So one, with our infrastructure and the facilities that I mentioned, the way that we've designed the space is that it's in a flexible model. So think about it like co-working for science or co-working for chemical processes, where the equivalent at this time, normally a company has to go find a warehouse and spend hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars to make the electrical and the water and the gas and everything that you need to do a chemical process. They have to do that themselves. Or build a whole brand new building that can cost millions and millions of dollars. So instead, you can come to us and access the space for a flexible amount of time. And then that allows you, when you complete, you know, your goal, you get to the next stage, we can now rejig and build you a new amount of space. So instead of spending hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars to build something that will then in 2 years need to change, you can be flexible with that. So on the infrastructure, that's that piece. We also have one of the big exciting things that was announced and really put out into the ecosystem this past week was the city of Kingston invested $3 million for capital expenses. So to have the equipment and the instruments in the building that these companies can need will need. And we offer it on a pay-per-use test, so a more accessible way for companies to access the equipment that they normally would not be able to buy themselves. So infrastructure, equipment, and then on the expertise and talent, we represent an ecosystem. We have over 100, we call them project delivery partners, so partners and organizations that we trust that we help pull the pieces together so that you get the right help at the right time.
And I'm not really in this world, so I'm kind of curious, is this like a first of its kind of project? Did you take inspiration from other things that were happening?
Yeah, so the really unique thing is the building and the facility that we're in, that we, with our main partner, Modern Niagara, who's the owner of the building, which is Canada's largest HVAC and mechanical contracting company. This building has a ton of Kingston history. It was been around since the 1940s, always with a chemistry, innovation, and manufacturing kind of lens to it. But the different spaces that we have, so the labs, piloting and scale-up facilities, all the way to areas that are zoned a factory where you can actually sell a product, having all of those in one spot in close proximity offered in this types of flexible way makes it the first of its kind in the world at the moment, which is really exciting. You know, there are other facilities coming online in the next, you know, few years, which we are super happy about, because we want to, we focus on chemistry, but getting a facility that does something similar in biology would also be amazing. So being able to work collaboratively across the country to really improve not only Kingston, but Ontario and Canada's strength in you know, climate change and economic resilience.
Mm-hmm. And you definitely spoke to this at the beginning, but why Kingston specifically?
Yes. So really the why Kingston is this ecosystem that's present here. Having organizations that have been building over 25 years. So if we go even back further, we said DuPont started up here in the 1940s. There were other organizations that sort of came in through the generations. And then Kingston Process Metallurgy, Green Center Canada, a really strong chemistry and chemical engineering capabilities at Queen's, but also having a municipality in our city that truly wanted to invest into something innovative. Kingston was the first city to declare climate emergency a handful of years ago, and they're really taking action to actually try and solve these challenges. There's also other benefits of, which a lot of people don't know this statistic either, but Kingston has the highest per capita chemical process specialists in Canada. You know, we are at a huge capita, but there's a ton of concentration where we can be pulling on and working with, you know, 200 to 300 different specialists at a time, able to help with these projects. So really, Kingston has an ecosystem, it has the expertise, and it's been building what we kind of say it has a really fertile soil that's been developed and tilled over years and years and years and years, and sets up a really strong foundation to be able to help companies like this. And, you know, we want to, and are putting Kingston as sort of the, you know, the center of the chemistry, or chemtech, as we call it, ecosystem in Canada and really the world.
Wow. Thank you for all that background. I didn't know a lot of that. Yeah. And I mean, you guys opened up this week. How has that energy been?
Yeah. So we've been, it's been quite a, you know, a long time coming. We've been working, our team really started pushing through this in 2022 and went through, you know, fundraising and construction and all these kind of things, and then had the facility opened its doors at the end of 2024. And then now we've had our first client move in as of last month, which is what pushed us. Okay, it's time to have the official ribbon cutting and say, okay, here we are. Let's move forward. So the energy has been great. The local ecosystem is super exciting, and every person that we talk to is always willing to help in one way or another. But also, my business partner and I just came back from a 2-week trip to India, where a state government in India invited us to come to speak about the Reaction Hub model, with the wanting to collaborate specifically because this is something so novel unique in the ecosystem, that they said, okay, well, how do we do something like that? We want to work together and learn. So not only locally, but globally, Kingston is getting attention for doing something really unique. And I feel so lucky to get to work on that every day.
Awesome. And what kind of partners are already, you know, involved in the hub?
Yeah. So we're, you know, we have an ecosystem of, as we said, kind of supporters. So when you think about the stakeholders that are required to bring a technology to market, you know, there's working with academic institutions, but also with, you know, business development. So this is your lawyers and your IP specialists and the technical experts, but also government and other kind of investors. But specifically, we split up our you know, closest partners into something called alliances. So we either have technology development alliances, which is where we look at who are the experts that are really needed to make sure that the science and engineering is right. So we work with KPM, with another organization called Lydium Engineering, of course, have great relationships with Queen's and others. Into the business development alliances, which is where we do all of our consulting services in alliance with Deloitte. So we're able to really access big amounts of data and expertise, and also a law firm called Dentons. And then into what we call technology adoption alliances. So we're able to develop technology, we're able to build the business around it, and then we help them actually get out into the world. And the one I wanted to really highlight is with Utilities Kingston, which also another story of what makes Kingston so awesome, is Utilities Kingston is the, you know, kind of organization umbrella that has everything from our city's wastewater, IoT, grid, and they have all these assets, and they're the ones that operate them. So they've built an alliance with us where we are to identify and kind of validate new technologies and then connect them with their team and build out projects to be able to actually test and deploy these technologies on Utilities Kingston's infrastructure. So imagining that, you know, within a year, we could have a new water technology testing on a wastewater treatment plant, which is really fascinating. And it's a really cool offering that we're able to bring to our companies. And then really quickly, what I wanted to highlight is the first two companies that are operating in the building. So one, our first client, Undo Carbon, a great, they're a X Prize winning carbon removal company using enhanced rock weathering. So they're from the UK, moved to Kingston to set up a Canadian operations because they were, you have a partnership with a wollastonite mine north of the city. They have been doing amazing work in the carbon removal space, have, you know, contract with Microsoft for their carbon credits. They're just doing great, a wonderful team. So they're in our facility to do their processing and all of their kind of quality analysis testing. And then the second is a company called Carbon Lock Technologies that's based out of the Western Canada that we're doing a pilot project to take a bio oil that they're able to create to turn it into a bitumen, so fossil fuel replacement in asphalt. So how do we create a more sustainable road infrastructure? So everything is, how do we make these changes to just, you know, get the things that we need to live our daily lives a little bit greener?
Well, a strong start is an understatement. But what are you hoping for the future of the hub? What do you see in the next few years?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of really exciting opportunities. Not only the different companies that we are seeing becoming interested and the different technology types, like creating the new batteries and new recycling technologies for other materials. So the actual seeing the breadth of companies that can be supported. But I think what I'm the most excited about is being able to create a system that's a little bit friendlier and a little bit more efficient. So when I was a founder, it's really challenging. As we said, it can be lonely. There are so many, challenges or road bumps along the way. So now being able to create a system where you have infrastructure, you have the expertise when you need it, you have a ecosystem of organizations and former entrepreneurs that want to help. So really what I'm excited about for Reaction Hub is to have that place where people go, oh, I want to go there, one, because I get the best help, but also because I feel welcome and I feel supported. And being able to take that not just to support Canada, but to support the world, solve the many climate challenges that we have.
That was Morgan Lettinen, Executive Director of the Reaction Hub, Canada's newest center for green chemistry innovation right here in Kingston. With the city's investment and decades of chemical expertise behind it, the hub aims to turn Kingston into a national leader in sustainable tech and green industry. As Morgan mentioned, Kingston's innovation model is already gaining attention abroad, and the team hopes to make the Reaction Hub a blueprint for sustainable chemistry around the world. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.